The Body Shop Group has agreed to be taken over by the French cosmetics firm L'Oréal. The deal, announced within the past hour, is worth more than £652 million. The Body Shop, which was set up by Anita Roddick in 1976, has 1,900 stores in 50 countries. Here's Rebecca Marston of our business staff.
The Body Shop is famous for its ethical products and campaigns. L'Oréal has brands such as Maybelline, Lancôme and Laboratoire Garnier, and its slogan, "Because you're worth it," has entered the language. The French company's strength lies in manufacturing, whereas The Body Shop is now largely a retailer with a chain of 300 shops in this country, as well as others abroad. The Body Shop's founder, Anita Roddick, seen as having an anti-big business stance, has already accepted the 300 pence a share offer from L'Oréal, which has promised to respect Body Shop's values. The price is 12% higher than yesterday's market price of 268 pence. Her and her husband set up the company 30 years ago, and their 18% stake in the business should give them a fortune of £130 million.
Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs is seeking new powers allowing it to seize money from bank accounts without a court order. Every year, about 200,000 taxpayers face legal action, and officials say the current arrangements are too costly and bureaucratic. More details from our business reporter, Nick Cosgrove.
At the moment, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs has the power to seize money from people's bank accounts only if it has first obtained a court order. That process takes time. Now the taxman has drawn up a proposal which would allow him to bypass the court procedure. But it would only be used against chronic defaulters and as a last resort. Critics say if this proposal becomes law, then the taxman could end up as judge, jury and executioner. John Whiting is a tax partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers.
We've got to have safeguards to say that it's definitely owed, properly proceeded against, and of course the taxpayer's got some rights of appeal because, if you suddenly find some money disappearing from your bank account and it's a mistake, well, how do you get it back?
As this is a public consultation, taxpayers have until the middle of September to let the revenue know what they think of this.